Greetings, everyone. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're all having a great day. We got a rainy day today. I'm outside under a covered roof, took a walk, started raining, so I'm doing my audio from a kind of a protected area to keep my phone from getting wet. Today I want to talk about who, can't talk, who is a rock but God? Who is a rock but God? Yeah, I thought this might be an interesting topic to cover. I came across this verse in Psalms. We'll get to that in a minute in the book of Psalms. The Roman Catholic faith, many of you may know, for years has taught that the Bible teaches that Peter is the rock that Jesus said he will build his, King James says church, his body on. I like the word ecclesia. Matthew 16, 17 through 18. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my body, ecclesia, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. All right, so they teach that. That's where they get their pope order from, saying Peter was the first pope. There's a whole bunch of reasons, and I'm going to go over a few of them, why this just is not true. Peter's not the rock. He was not the pope. I have five reasons here. Let's go over them together. Thought this might give you some ammunition against Roman Catholics and people that have this false doctrine, all right? All right, so number one, the word rock in that verse is different than the word Peter. And here's why this matters, right? Watch this. Rock is the Greek word petra, and it means a huge stone. Peter means a piece of a smaller stone. So that's important. Petros. Peter is Petros. Rock is Petra. Are you familiar with Petra? Yeah. Petra is the rock of God. God is the rock. I'm going to prove it to you. Number two, the rock in the Old Testament and the New Testament always was God himself, not a man. Deuteronomy 32, 18. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and thou hast forgotten God that formed thee. Catch that? Of the rock that begot thee, God begot them. God is the rock. And 2 Peter 2, 7 and 8 says, Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient unto whereunto also they are appointed. So that verse and the Deuteronomy verse tells us God is the rock. Number three, in that verse that I talked about, Psalms, that really made me want to do this teaching, I came across it and it really kind of drove home the point. Ready? Psalm 18:31. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? I like that. That leaves absolutely no room for a man to be the rock, but it is God. Christ is the rock that the New Testament body, ecclesia, is built on. Number four, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock, and that rock was Christ. Brother Paul says that rock was Christ. What rock can we refer to in the Old Testament? Christ is the rock in both places. Well, the rock that gave living water to Israel in the desert. Exodus 17:6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon thy rock in Mount Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So they were thirsty. God said, go to the rock. God said, strike it. And they're going to drink from it. Isn't that awesome? You see all these archetypes, Old Testament to New. The other one I would give you, number five, this one isn't really about a rock, but this is more evidence that Peter is not the rock. If you go look up in the book of Peter, go look this up. Here's your homework assignment. Peter says, I am a fellow elder. Yeah. Peter never claimed to be Pope, head of the New Testament body. Peter says, I am just a fellow elder. The way they bow down and basically pay homage and honor the Pope, almost worship him. And Peter was like, no, I'm just a man. Don't do that to me. So that would be number five reason. So I hope that you see from these verses and what I'm bringing to you, Christ is the rock. He always was the rock. And this verse is encouraging to all of us saints. Ready? 1 Peter 2:15. Ye also, as the lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Yeah, Christ is our foundation. He's our cornerstone. Ephesians 2 tells us that. So I hope this teaching has encouraged you about who is the rock. It's not Peter. It has nothing to do with the Roman Catholic Church. Nope. It is all about Christ. He is the rock, Petra. He was in the Old Testament. He is in the New. He's our rock upon which we build our spiritual foundation. Our salvation alone is in Christ. And don't ever let anybody convince you that it's of man, built on a man, has anything to do with man in any way. No, the rock that the Bible talks about is Christ Jesus. I just prove it to you with 4 points. It wasn't Peter. It's not the Pope. It's not the Catholic Church. It's not any man-made institution. Christ is our head. And then we live and follow and obey and order our lives according to the New Testament word, his commandments, not the traditions of men that void your worship of God. Hey, I love you all. I got to get going. It's starting to rain harder. Got to get back to the gospel wagon. Got lots more work to do. I hope you're striving in the things of God. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Check out all the resources, sisters' blogs, audios, videos, articles, teaching blogs, street preaching blogs, travel and preaching Christ crucified, rightly dividing the word of God, loving the Lord, loving our neighbor, edifying the brethren, keeping ourselves spotless and blameless as we walk through this wicked world as van dwellers. Going to be preaching this weekend their Christmas pagan holiday at some churches and at some events. If the Lord wills, we shall see. Hey, we love you all. Let us know how we can help you in faith. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.